Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
All right. Very excited to welcome to the program the author of a brand new book called Grace Canceled and also an international star of talk radio, Dana Lash. Dana, welcome to the program. How are you?
That's an introduction that I'm going to have to, that's the one that's a grease in my head to get it out of the door. Thank you for the time.
Well, you're welcome. I was reading your book last night. I love how you brought up my buddy Norm MacDonald as one of your inspirations for writing this.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And what I was saying was because I read this interview with Norm, he was talking to the Hollywood Reporter, and I was really shocked by, I was just really kind of knocked off my feet by his quote. And what he said was so unbelievably true. But the crazy thing, Rich, about what he had said is that everyone was so obsessed with, I guess, the outrage. Still, people were in the outrage cycle of Roseanne Barr and everything else. And then they were outraged that anyone would dare even not defend what she said when she made her remark about Valerie Jarrett, but just even so much as say, hey, can we just kind of calm down? And can we remember that there are, you know, even if you're mad at a person, they're still a person. And what's the point of trying to extract an apology from someone if all you're going to do is just destroy them? I mean, you're not interested in any kind of spiritual or moral or ethical rehabilitation. And it was just, it was really honest what he said and very, very raw. And I just was shocked at how people were glossing over that because of the outrage.
You had a great line in your book. I loved it. You said, in the old days, people would apologize. Now the apology is the last words before they send you the guillotine. You know what I mean? Way you phrased it exactly was just perfect. The apology doesn't give you any redemption right now in our culture. The apology is just something you say, and then they still take you out back and you know, take you to the wood chipper.
Yeah, no, and that's true. An apology is just a formality anymore for surrender. Nobody's interested in redemption. And that's the big thing. And that was the thing with the Norm quote, what Norm MacDonald had said was, you know, in the past, people would apologize and they'd be forgiven. And then everybody would get on with their lives. But today, no one does that anymore. And so no one wants to apologize. And that's the key thing, because no one wants to, first off, people don't want to apologize for things that they didn't do wrong. And one of the hallmarks of outrage culture is to set up everything as this big, giant offense. Everything is so unbelievably outrageous that they have no energy reserved for things that are truly outrageous. And so as a result, no one wants to apologize. No one wants to offer forgiveness. And that just further polarizes everything. That's why we have this insane polarization with politics and culture and everything else right now, mainly because of this.
I agree. Grace Canceled, How Outrage Is, I'm sorry, I just lost my glass there. How Outrage Has Gone Too Far Is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, and Endangering Democracy. Dana Lash joins me, my guest. She, of course, is the host of The Dana Show, which is heard around the country. You know, the cancel culture thing is insane. And I think, I mean, I could be a victim of it today. You could be a victim of it tomorrow. It's become a thing. And, you know, I was reading your book, Dana, and you said you didn't want to write it. You had the idea for the book, but then you just really, it was a struggle for you to even have to do it.
Yeah, no. And that was, I kind of fought with myself for this whole book because I think everyone expected me to write this big, giant, polarizing, bomb-throwing kind of book, which is, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, since I was, you know, in politics in my 20s, it's kind of, you know, I'm from the Ozarks, for crying out loud. That's our thing, right? I mean, right. Everybody's kind of a bomb thrower, and you take off your flip-flop, you go chase someone to slap them down. That's just kind of how it is. But I really, honestly, the premise of this book was tested the entire time I was writing it. And I thought it was just like some big cosmic joke. I'm like, this is crazy, right? I mean, and it just made me not want to write it, which all the more, you know, I realized, okay, yes, I should be writing it. And it dawned on me how ironic it was that I was writing it. And which further made me realize that maybe I am maybe right now the only person who should be writing this. But it's not easy. And I think that's what some, not all, but, you know, maybe some who kind of are like-minded think that it's somehow sanction of offense. It's sanction of sin. It's sanction of bad behavior. It's acceptance of awfulness. And it's not. I mean, grace is just unmerited kindness and unmerited favor. And we mean everyone has it regardless of whether or not they deserve it. And that's the key. And that's what's so hard for people, I think, to accept about grace, is that you're still in it, even though you don't deserve it. Everyone is. And that's where the true equality is.
Tell us about how important it is to speak out against cancel culture. I bring it up on my show all the time. I think that whenever you see, and this is the key too, right? Not only should you speak out when people that we like are canceled, but you really should speak out when people you don't like are canceled. I would be the first person to jump up and say, if Bill Maher's show was canceled because of outrage, I would say that's wrong, even though I politically don't agree with him. You know what I mean? I think it's very important for us to do that, Dana.
I think that the strength of a principle, part of the strength of a principle is the consistency of the application. And I remember this was probably about 7 or 8 years ago when Keith Olbermann still had a show on MSNBC, and it was discovered that he had donated financially to a couple of Democrat candidates. Well, it was discovered MSNBC suspended him, and it looked like they were going to fire him because of this. They said it just showed it was just too much partisanship. And I thought, you think a donation is worse than anything this man has ever said on his airtime? You think that it's more partisan than anything that he's ever broadcast? At least he's honest about it. And that's what I couldn't stand. You had people that get on networks that they are successful through the veneer of bipartisanship when they are some of the most partisan people out there. He was at least honest about it. And I cannot stand the man. You know, I would have to make the conscious effort to slow down if I saw him in a crosswalk and I was driving. But I mean, I dislike the man greatly, but it was ridiculous that they were actually going to penalize him simply because he was honest about his partisanship. And I stuck up for him and I defended him. And all my other fellow conservatives and libertarians thought I was nuts. And he actually thanked me on air, and he made the mention that I don't know that I would have chosen making the same choice you did, which is true, because I have more grace than he does and I'm more consistent than he does. But that wasn't the point, because what was wrong was wrong.
Yeah, and it was Will Bunch, who was a writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, who I got to deal with all the time. Didn't he say you should be deported or something like that?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things that I always wanted to do that no publisher would let me do is to put some quotes from my haters on the back. And so I had pages of these, and I submitted them to my publisher, and I said, I want these on the back. I don't want to go, and I don't want to get, you know, very glowing. I don't want to get nice glowing blurbs from people. Let's just have a bunch of hate. And they thought it was crazy, but they still put some of them on there. But yeah, Will Bunch had told me, I don't know where I needed to be deported. I mean, my family ancestry is American Indian and Irish. So, you know, I mean, I don't know where he was going to send me to, but I thought that was interesting. Yeah, Will Bunch. He seems like a nice guy. But you know what? I'm going to give him grace. I'm going to pray for him. That's what we say. I'm going to pray for you. We'll do that.
There you go. Dana Lash, Grace Canceled. The book is available everywhere. Pick it up. It's especially if you want to save our culture from this cancel culture nonsense, which is truly shutting down debate. This is a great book. Grace Canceled, Dana Lash. Dana, thanks for coming back on the show, and let's do it again sometime.
Absolutely, Rich. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.